Welcome back. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com, part two of this particular audio. I had to cut off there last time because I wanted to keep this quick, keep this simple. But this is the website design quick tips audio series. And we're talking about easy reading. You know, no glasses required. That's what I'm really looking at. For the people like me who just cannot see much unless we've got our glasses on, you want to make it really simple for easy. And in the previous audio, I spoke about how wide the text should be, 600-700 pixels maximum, using, you know, the newspapers, the easy-to-read magazines as a guide. Lots of white space, lots of black text. You know, breaks between our sentences, lots of them. Paragraphs, short sentences, easy to read. But let's get into some of the technical things as well, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. This is what you need your pen and paper for if you didn't have one out beforehand. Starting with the actual template size, it's very important that you make it easily readable on the majority of computers, which is going to be one of two different screen size resolutions. These are the most common, 1024 by 768. That's what I have mine set to at this point of time. It's a laptop. It's got the sort of the widescreen type thing. 1024 by 768, the most common otherwise, is the 800 by 600 wide. This is the guideline for your website. Now, those with the older computers are probably still using 800 by 600 wide. Those with the newer computers are using the 1024 by 768 or larger, but they are the most common. You need to make sure that your website fits and can be read beautifully in both of those different screen size resolutions. Here's the key, and I'll say this, I probably said this at least half a dozen times in this entire series so far. We want black text, white space, not red, not blue. You hear me there? Black text with a white background, not red text on a blue background. I saw that somewhere just recently. I was absolutely stunned. Now, for me, as someone whose vision isn't, you know, I have not got 20/20 vision. I wore a squash ball a number of years ago, literally replaced my eyeball. Well, the thing popped back in there. It did a bit of damage, but I now permanently have to wear glasses. I was looking at this website with, you know, the red text on a blue background for at least 30 seconds, and the thing started moving on me. It was sort of like one of those things out of a really bad 60s science fiction movie, you know, where the wall starts spinning around and around. It began to look like that, and I was almost nauseous. All right, maybe not that quite, but I wanted to throw up all over the screen. It was terrible. Just like a newspaper, you want to make it easy to read. That is the key point. And they say the web is taking over the ways of the, you know, the written media. So let's stick to the principles that work. The thing is, if you've got a message to get out, you don't want to distract from that message. The same comes with the special types of fonts that we use. If a person, I'm sorry if I'm sounding a little dumbfounded here, but I'm amazed by the silliness that some people apply. They think, well, hey, this looks cool. You know, and they yell out to their partner, Joyce, come over here and look at this. This looks really cool. It might look really cool to you, but it looks like crap to us. Arial font, Verdana, perhaps, maybe, you know, some kind of other sans serif font. Now, if you don't know what these things are, then you do some research online. But Arial, A-R-I-A-L, not Arial as in, you know, the little mermaid, the most common and easiest font to read, either a 2-point or a 13 or 14 pixel. Actually, I must admit, I probably use a 12 pixel on mine most commonly. But the 12 or 13, 14 maximum, otherwise it's starting to get too big for your normal text. The same with, you know, Verdana, but Verdana you can go a little bit smaller, an 11 or 12, right? Because it's a different kind of font and it looks differently. If you are using a custom style sheet, which I'll talk about in the next audio, then you can format your text to appear differently depending on how the person's computer is set up and what fonts they have available. But if their computer's been made in the last, you know, 7 or 8 years, which probably has, Arial and Verdana will be read easily by all people. You also want to limit the number of capitals that you use. You don't need to shout at everybody! The number of exclamation points, the underlines. Yes, these are parts of essential sales copy, but they don't need to be on every page, in every paragraph, part of every sentence. Not good. And as a final thought in this particular audio, and this is just silliness, you know, simplified, and I am so guilty of this one, stuff needs to be spell-checked on a regular basis before you send it up. It's got to become a habit. Now, if you're anything like me, you probably use a word processor to spell-check your stuff. It's great, except when you type the wrong word in there. I have this problem with my fingers getting ahead of each other. So if, instead of saying, I want to own something, I say, I want to won it. Huh? Because the O-W-N, when I type it, often becomes W-O-N. And my spell checker will not pick that up. So here's the key. You need to look at it and proofread it yourself or get someone else to do it. It's easier to get someone else to do it. Or if you don't have the funds to do that, then set it aside yourself at least 24 hours, then come back and reread it and read it out loud a word at a time. That's the best way to proofread and spell check. Get the thing working. Get it out there. Don't confuse your customers. You don't want them to think that you're silly. You want them to show them how easy it is for you to be able to offer the solutions that they're looking for. Okay, signing off. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com. I'll talk to you in the next audio. Bye-bye.